Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, is daf Chof Dalet, and we are holding right, I think we actually got up to Chof Dalet, but let's just review once again the bottom of Chof Gimel Amud Beis to get back into it. Remember, the Gemara wanted to know what exactly is the problem of Shemen Sreifa. And so we ended up with Rav Chista's approach. Rav Chista's approach is there's really no problem with Shemen Sreifa. And the specific case of Shemen Sreifa was talking about only where Erev Shabbos was a Yontif. And since there is an Isser of burning Shemen of Truma, which is Tmeya, or actually it's really the Chatchila, the Isser we'll see is from some places. It depends where we learn it from, as we'll see later today, is on Kachim. Rav Chista said the same thing by Truma, and therefore we don't do it. And the second Mishnah, which talks about Shemen of Sreifa on Yontav, that is explaining the first Mishnah. It's not a second case that suddenly introduces Yontav. We've been talking about Yontav all along. L'fisha ein sorfim kachim b'yontav, the last words on Amud Beis, moving up to the last words we learned yesterday. Tanya kavate de Rav Chista, kol eila sh'omrein madlikim ben b'shabbat, madlikim ben b'yom tov, chutz b'shem et sreifa, l'fisha ein sorfim kachim b'yontav. So the only problem would be, you're not allowed to be sorif kachim, and therefore we're including the truma as kodesh. Iboilo, mahu lahaskir shel Chanukah bebirkat hamazon. So now getting back to Chanukah. Now Tosfos says, what the heck is that supposed to mean? What do you mean, now getting back to Chanukah? Why would we be getting back to Chanukah? We were smack bang in the middle of the Inyan of Chanukah. Why didn't we finish and talk about Alanisim, and whether we say Alanisim in Tefillah, we say Alanisim in Birkat HaMazon. What in the world did we interrupt with this whole sugya? He throws up his hand, doesn't know what the pshat is. We should have finished the sugya of Chanukah. And Bichlal, obviously, the broader questions of structure of what in the heck is Shemen Sreifa, the whole sugya of Shemen Sreifa, which becomes the next Mishnah, and all of the limudim of Ein Sorfim on Yontev, which is this, the mokar of it is at least the only mokar that directly addresses this about Shemen Kodesh is a reference to Pesach, where it says, Hanoser Mimenu Boker, repeats, as we'll see later today. And that seems to be a sugya that belongs in Beitza. It doesn't belong over here in Shabbat. But may I just point out to you that there's a certain glaring white elephant in the middle of all of this. And that is a white elephant that everybody, actually all of the Achronim talk about, including some of the Rishonim. Why in the world did they make this whole big deal out of Chanukah when you're allowed to use Shemen Sreifa? Namely, you're allowed to use Shemen that was Tameh. Because, after all, the Tumah would have been mutter to use in an Avodas HaTzibur. Which means that the issue of Chanukah revolves around the question of Shemen Sreifa. Now, isn't that crazy? Because since you would need to use that oil, you don't want to be mevatel the mitzvah of hadlakas neiros, so mele you would have used the shemen that was tamei. So what did we need this miracle for? And what were they going crazy to make new oil? And they had to be semech al hanes. And so fine, so use tamei oil, right? So anyway, it's not for us right now to be oisek in the specific answer to this, but it's clear that the issue of Chanukah and Shemen Sreifa, which comes back to the relationship of Shabbos, Yontav, and particularly Pesach, as we're going to see when we get to the Mishnah today, in the Gemara right after the Mishnah, is definitely a Shabbos, Chanukah, and Mimochras HaShabbos, literally Mimochras HaShabbos, which is when you can't burn your Shemen. You have to wait till HaBoker HaSheni. All of this is some type of crazy, higher-level, interwoven issue, which it behooves us to work on a little bit in your minds, and let's continue for right now. So the question is, do we say the mentioning of in Birkat HaMazon? Now, first of all, why don't we ask, do we mention Chanukah in davening? So there it's clear that we're going to mention Chanukah in davening, because the whole point of Chanukah, remember, was only a Yom Tov for Halal V'Hoda'ah. In which case, the main takana would be to say it in the hoda'ah of tefillah. However, and that's something that's done in public and so on, that would be the main hoda'ah. The question, however, whether we would say it in Birkat HaMazon, which focuses specifically on the Achila, and is not done in usually and specifically, certainly not in public settings. So maybe over there, there was no particular takona that we should say the Al HaNisim at all. Or do we actually look at it the way we would, like Yalav Yavo, which we'll see later on? So Ma'al Haskir Shel Chanukah BeBirkat HaMazon. What's the question? We do mention all of the other things when we say Yalav Yavo. Yeah, but those things are Dioraita. So maybe Kimen DeRabbanan Ulomat Karina. Look, Rosh Chodesh, Yontev, and Shabbos, those things we do mention in Birkat HaMazon. But those things are all Dioraita. Maybe we don't say a Takana DeRabbanan to mention it in Birkat HaMazon. Or Dilma Mishum Pirsum and Yisamat Karina. Since Sof Kol Sof, there is an element of Pirsum and Yis, even Biyachid, we should. Omar Rav, Omar Rav Sechayra, Omar Rav Huna, you do not have to say Al HaNisim in Birkat HaMazon. If you want to say it, in other words, it's not going to be Ma'akev your Birkat HaMazon. If you want to say it, the place to say it is in Nodeh, and not to see it as Yalav Yavo, which you would say as part of Binyan Yerushalayim, but rather, since it's Be'ikar, just like it is in the Davening, it's part of Hoda'ah, then you say it, actually, in Hoda'ah, specifically. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda came to Rava's house during Chanukah, and he thought that he would say Al HaNisim together with Yalav Yavo, meaning it would be the same way as Yalav Yavo, which is in the Broch of Bonei Yerushalayim, because that's where he was used to being maskir any inyan of the yom. Omar lo Rav Shesh, no. Hold on a second here. You said Noyde Lecha, now is the time to say it. Kitfilah, just like the Tfilah, the whole takana is in Hoda'ah, and it's part of the modim, af birkat hamazon has to be bahoda'ah, which in birkat hamazon is the birkat ha'aretz, ibo elo. Ma'al hazkir Rosh Chodesh bibirkat hamazon. The same kind of question was raised in terms of Rosh Chodesh. What would be the relationship of Rosh Chodesh? Is that a problem? I mean, I know your first response is going to say, look, I mean, if we even mention Chanukah in Birkat HaMazon, and that's only Derabbanan, won't we certainly mention Rosh Chodesh because it's a Dioraita? Or perhaps we would say, look, when it comes to Yalav Yavo, we only mention things that are like Yom Tov and Shabbos at the Usur Ba'asiyat Melacha. Mashenk and Rosh Chodesh, where we do Melacha. So there we would not mention it. What about Chanukah? Chanukah, obviously, that is because of the special issue of the Pirsum and Nisa. So Rav Omar, yes, you should be masker, even Rosh Chodesh. Rav Chanina Omar, you know, masker means you don't have to mention a Rosh Chodesh. Omar Rav Zrika, Nekota Rav Biyatecha. Listen, for sure Rav is right. You have to say Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. Because we see that Rav Oshaya agrees with him, because Rav Oshaya said the same kind of issue. And that was, if you have a day where you bring a Korban Musaf, so that includes Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, then the halacha is that on all of the tefillahs of that day, Ma'ariv, Shachris, Mincha, you always will say the regular Shmona Esrei, but you have to say Yalav Yavo in Me'en HaMeora. That's the Me'en HaMeora during the Ritzei. But Im Lo Amar, if you didn't say that extra special tefillah about the Me'ora, so then we are going to force you, not always, but we will force you sometimes to redo the whole Shemoneh Esrei if necessary. All of those days, there's no Kiddush that is said. And Yesh Be'amaskara B'Birkat HaMazon, but we do mention Yalav Yavo in Birkat HaMazon, and he included even Rosh Chodesh V'Chol HaShemoed. Yomim She'in Be'am Karban Musaf. Let's say, what about days where there's no Chiyav of a Karban Musaf, like Mondays and Thursdays and Taniyot and the Ma'amadot? Mondays and Thursdays, what the heck? Mondays and Thursdays, what would we say about Monday and Thursday? I don't get it. Oh, on this special day when the courts are open and the marketplaces are open, what kind of crazy avamin is that? No, it says the Gemara, you know, the price is supposed to be like this. Yom Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni of the special days that the president was metakein for Taniyot on the Gishamim, which we were zeicha to this year, Baruch Hashem, the Kinneret needs only 39 more centimeters to be full, a year of incredible, incredible Gishamim that we have to be made of Mishabeach. Of course, we still have to continue to be Mispal. We've got another couple of, almost a couple of weeks of Gishamim. So there, on those days, and those were special days, so the Taniot are obvious, the Ma'amadot, that's the times that there were, when the Beis HaMikdash was bringing Korbanos, so there were the 24 Ma'amadot that were connected to 24 Mishmarot of the Kuhuna, and these people, some would be Emet in the Beis HaMikdash over the Korban in, as representatives of all of Klal Yisrael, and others would be in the cities, and in each city they would have a special place, and there they would be, they would have a Tainis, and that would be similar to the Tainis that the Tzibur would have for the Kishamim. So over there, you would have thought that maybe you should mention it even in the same way you say Yala V'Yava. So therefore, what it says over there is you do mention it, but you mention it in Shomea Tfilas. You say a special tefillah about it, which is the Anenu B'Yom Tzom Ta'anitenu, and so on. V'im lo amar ein machzirin. But we certainly would not be machziroto. And on these days, there's no Kiddush, and there's no mention in Birkat HaMazon. Now, to say that there's no Kiddush seems a little ridiculous, and therefore some people take it out, because what would be the shaykhs of Kiddush on a Tainis if you're not allowed to eat? What would be making the Kiddush on? But there are those who are Mekayim the Gerasa, and they're Mekayim the Gerasa because, first of all, at night, you're still eating. The Tainis is only in the day. In which case, perhaps, in honor of the Mora, you would say Kiddush. So it could be that it does belong there. And there are other Tiritzim. Also, maybe it's referring not to the days of the Shari V'Chamishim, but it's referring to the days where it's also including, where there's no Musaf, namely Chanukah and Purim. Do you make Kiddush on Chanukah and Purim or not? So it's saying over here, none of those days will take a Kiddush, including Chanukah Purim. You're right, we don't need to mention it for the Taniyot. Those are the two basic approaches in understanding. Okay, now, Iboilu. So here it says Beferish, that we do mention the Yala V'Yava. Now the question is, what if every Chanukah manages to have miraculously a day of Shabbos in the middle of Chanukah? And another incredible thing about Chanukah is it always manages to have a Rosh Chodesh in it. Isn't that amazing? Which would mean that you could have one or two days in Chanukah which require a Tefillas Musaf. I mean, a normal day of Chanukah doesn't require a Tefillas Musaf because there was no special Musaf obviously brought on Chanukah, which is the Tana Rabbana. Now the question is, on those days where you are saying Musaf, the Tefillah of Musaf, you never would have said just because it's Chanukah, you're only saying it because today is Shabbos Chanukah, or you're saying it because today is Rosh Chodesh Teves, fine. But do you mention Chanukah in the Musaf, or do we say, well, look, the Musaf has nothing to do with Chanukah, so what am I going to mention Chanukah for in the middle of the Musaf? That's the question. Do we say that, look, there's no Musaf for Chanukah, so therefore it's ridiculous to mention it? Or do we say, this is a day where you have four different times that you daven this day, right? Because you have to daven at night in Ma'ariv, you have to daven Shachris, you have to daven Musaf, you have to daven Mincha. Once we are metaking the Seder HaTfilot for that day, I'm attacking different Seder HaTfilot and the Aveda for the day for Musaf and for the other Tfilot. This is today, and I'm davening for today, and today is Chanukah. So I mention Chanukah the same as I would in all of my Tfilas. So Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda both say, no, you do not talk about Chanukah and Musaf. Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan say, you absolutely do. Says Abaye to Rav Yosef, well, actually, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda are going in the same direction that Rav was going. We paskin like Rav, the Omer of Gidol Omer Rav. If Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbat, and you're sitting there and you're saying the tefillah of the brachas, rather, after the Haftorah, right? So do you say Baruch Atah Hashem Mikadesh HaShabbat, or do you say Mikadesh HaShabbat V'Roshe Chodashim? You do not mention Roshe Chodashim after the Haftorah. So, because it's ridiculous. If it would have been Rosh Chodesh and not Shabbat, would we have been saying a maftir? Of course not. There's no maftir on Rosh Chodesh. So what would be the point of mentioning Rosh Chodesh in the brachas for Avav Torah that are really only coming for Shabbos? Now, this seems to be exactly the same issue that you just raised. What would be the point of mentioning Chanukah in a tefillah of Musaf where there is no Musaf for Chanukah? So apparently we don't bring in issues that have nothing to do with the mitzvah that we're involved in, not for the Haftar and not for Musaf, right? So it's exactly the same thing. So it absolutely is not exactly the same thing at all, and it's not addressing the question. Me, dummy, what's that stand? Is there a concept of ever having a Navi on Rosh Chodesh? No. So the absurdity of suddenly mentioning this Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, who gave us Nevi'ei Emet for Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, well, Nevi'ei Emet for Yom Rosh HaChodesh, we don't even read it on Rosh Chodesh. So there's no such concept. But certainly, you do have these tefillas on Ma'ariv, Shachris, Mincha. You say the same Ritzeh. Our question is whether, since we have a single concept of the tefillah in the day, in those brachas that are Nogea, the essential, the three brachas that you open with, the three brachas that you close with, those are the same. That was our question. So Memela, once we're mitakein the Tfilot Hayom, we make all of the four Tfilot Hayom, even though today there's four, and normally there would only have been three, because we also have a Musaf, we make them the same. How are you bringing me a Raya from something that has zero connection to Rosh Chodesh? I don't understand what the Raya is. If you want to bring a Raya, I'll tell you what you could bring a Raya. You want to bring a Raya from Rav, here's where to look for it. Ela Lahadan. The Omer of Achtavoy, Omer of Mazda, Omer Rav, if Yontif falls out on Shabbos, when you say the Maftir in the Navi during Mincha, what? Maftir in the Navi during Mincha? There ain't no such animal. Oh, so Rashi brings that actually he has seen that they used to have a Haftorah during Mincha, and you would read 10 Psukim from the Navi. Then the Persians came and they were mevatel this minhag, because they used to look in at the shul, what's going on in the shul. And because of that, once it went out of style, it went out of style. Now, Tosfos Tain is that the Gemara says beferish that you are not maftirin b'navi b'mincha b'shabbos. And therefore, it doesn't make sense to say that's the Gemara Megillah. And what is this referring to? What do you mean a minhag that was against the stam the psak? I think that doesn't make any sense. Therefore, Tosfos brings that there was indeed a minhag to have a Haftorah, but it was not Haftorah in the Navi. It was Haftorah from Ksuvim. So they would read Psukim from Mishle, or from wherever you're reading in Ksuvim, and that would be the Minhag. That was beautiful. So that they used to do, and it shouldn't say over here, I'm after B'Navi. I mean, it's the Lashon of Navi, it means, you know, not in the Torah. I'm after meaning Navi, Ksuvim. That's how he understands it. So there you do not mention Yom Tov. Why? Because if it wouldn't be for Shabbos, there would be no, what are we doing mentioning Navi in the middle of Mincha? Why would we talk about Yom Tov? There is no such thing on Yom Tov. Okay, now that would be a nice Raya. However, Halacha L'maisa, none of this is true. And let Hilchata Kol Hanish Maitata, we do not go according to any of these Lashonis, not Ravuna, not Rav Yehuda, not Rav Gidol, not Rav Achtavoy. Instead, we paskin that actually, once you have a Yom, which is Chayev in these types of tefillahs, and you're maskerit in the tefillah, you're maskerit in all of the tefillahs. Now, the question is whether we should include even Rav Gidol's Maimer over here, like Rashi does, the Ri says he should not include Rav Gidol. Because still the idea of mentioning Rosh Chodesh in the Navi, we would not. And in that he is right. And therefore we should not say, let Hilchta Kol Anishmaitza, even including Rav Gidol, because what he was saying indeed still makes sense, even according to the Raya that we're about to bring from Rav Yeshua ben Levi, and that is, that Omer Rav Yeshua ben Levi, how about on Yom Kippur during Ne'ilah? Do we mention during Ne'ilah, if Yom Kippur is Chal on Shabbos, do we mention Shabbos? There's no concept of a Tfilat Ne'ilah on Shabbat, correct? So the question is, do we say Dafka, the Yom HaKippurim, or do we mention Mekadesh et HaShabbat v'Yom HaKippurim? Says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, we mention Shabbat. Why? Tzorich Lasker Shabbat, because it's a day that is demanding four tefillot. Now, this is really a day that demands five tefillot, but we're not talking about the nighttime now. We're talking about only the day. So the day itself has four tefillot, because we have Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, plus Ne'ilah. So even though that Ne'ilah doesn't apply to Shabbat, but the girsa of the tefillah is the same in terms of the Birchas Hayom, because we do not change it from Ne'ilah to the other tefillahs. And if that's the case, then that would be true over here as well. Wait a minute. But so then we've got a contradiction of a Hilchata and a Hilchata. You told me that we're going to paskin according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, right? But we also have a general halacha, that the halacha is like Rava. And Rava said, the halakha is like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, but on the other hand, the halakha is like Rava, who says that if Yontif comes out on a Shabbos, then the Shliach Tzibur at night does not mention Yontif in the Chazaras HaShatz. Now, there is no Chazaras HaShatz in Ma'ariv, but what is there? Magen Avot Vidvaro, right? So when we say that, we do not say the mention of Yontif. I'm sure all of you have noticed. Very strange. We only mention Shabbos there. Why is that then? Because it says, Eino Tzarich La'askir Shel Yom Tov, because if it wouldn't have been Shabbos, there never would have been a Chazoras HaShatz, a semi-Chazoras HaShatz, on evening time in Yontif. We only do it for Shabbos. But according to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, we're supposed to do everything exactly the same. So why do we do it differently if all the other Tefillas Hayom, we do mention the Yontif together with the Shabbos? Says the Gemara, oh, come on, man, that's silly. There isn't really a Chazoras HaShatz in Ma'ariv, is there? There's just this short kind of repetition. That's not really a chiyuv. You know why we do that and why we only do it on Friday nights? I'll tell you why. Because the shul used to be outside of town. And since it was outside of town, people that came back from work during the week did not go to daven with a minyan on Ma'ariv. They kept Rav Kanievsky's psak, who answers all minyanim. So now the question is, what about Friday night? On Friday night, people come back early. They're ready to go out to shul. Everybody loves to go to shul Friday night. So they come to shul, even though they have to walk out a little bit outside to get to the shul. Fine. As usual, however, we won't mention names, but there's always people that come late to shul, especially Friday night, because as you know, no matter how long a Friday is, it's never long enough. So therefore, you come late to shul. Now, when you come late to shul, there are people that actually daven. And those people won't finish on time because the rest of the tzibur will have finished and will have walked out of the shul. But then those people are left all alone in this very dangerous place where they may be eaten up alive by these mazikim. So therefore, we were mitakein to have a longer davening so that they would have time to finish their davening while everybody is listening to the shots. So because of that, you can't ask a question about what we do in that brief review because it isn't really there as a brief review, right? So Achiyash, over there, bedinu dafilu b'shabbat nami lotzer. We don't really need that. It's only a special takana because of the sakana. But over here on Yom Kippur, it definitely is a day that requires arba tefillos and so on. So in that, we paskin like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Okay, anyway, getting back to the list in the Mishnah. So then we said, and you can't be madlik with an alya, which is the fat that you take from the tail of the sheep. Remember, we just had that in the parsha. And you cannot use chalev. And Rav Nochum Amode says, you can't. V'chelev mevushal. Come along to Chachomim and they say, no. Echad mevushal. Echad she'ena mevushal. Ein madlikin. You just said that. That was the Tanakama said. You can't use chelev. Chachomim ainu Tanakama. But there's a difference. Remember that we spoke about Rav Bruno Amarav before, about what is the din of being able to put in oil, a little bit of olive oil, which will allow this shemen to flow freely. We had the whole discussion of Rav Bruno Amarav. One of these shitas, and we don't know which one, but it's either the Tanakama or the repetition of the Chachamim, is saying that Madlikin, Ein Madlikin Bechelev, but the question is, would they even say that adding Shemen is Osir? One of the shitas says even adding Shemen is Osir, like Rav Bruno Amarav, and the other one doesn't. And now a special word from Sir Richard. By the way, you'll notice that the discussion of Shemen Sreifa is separated from the discussion of the Alya, which comes only after the conclusion of the entire Hanukkah story, which sharpens Tosus's point. It's just ridiculous to suddenly have the business of Shemen Sreifa in the middle of Hanukkah, go back to Hanukkah, and then go back again to discuss the other Yonim in the Mishnah about Hadlaka on Shabbos. All right, Sir Richard, give it to us. Wonderful. Ein madlikim b'shemen sreifa b'yom tov. Now this was the Mishnah we were referring to before, where it's mashma that the Yom Tov is only being introduced now for the first time, in which we explain, no, this is actually the explanation of the first part of the Mishnah, which was the opening Mishnah, about why we don't use Shem Tzreifa, because Ein Matlikim B'Shem Tzreifa B'Yom Tov. Rabbi Yishmael says, well, you also cannot use Itran on Shabbos, because it smells bad, and therefore we don't want you to use it on Shabbos. You may end up leaving the room because of it, and that certainly is not a cover Shabbos, and then you're going to be eating in the dark, and that undoes the whole point of the Takana. But the Chachamim Ramatir, any type of oil, you can use, not this, but you can use sesame oil, you can use nut oil, all of these things are issues for Pesach, right? You can use radish seed oil, you can use fish oil, which Rashi says is Kirvei Dagim, and Tosfos points out doesn't make any sense before, because before we said Kirvei Dagim, the same thing as the fat, and that was Osir. So he says that it comes from the eyes of fish. It's oil, not, that's not the Shemen Dagim we're talking about before. You can use Shemen Pakuot, which is a gourd seed oil. You can use Itran, which is fine, and you can even use kerosene, which is fine, where Rabbi Tarfon says, no, you can only use Shemen Zayit. Okay, so my time. Why do we say you're not allowed to use Shemen Tzreifa? Shemen Tzreifa, remember, is Truma that has become Tameh, and the only use that can be made out of it is to be Neneh from it while it is that you're burning it. We're going to see later how we know that it's Mutar Ba'ana when it's being burnt, even though it's Asur Ba'Achila. And the reason is because Gezerat HaKatuv, the Torah said, in Sorafim Kachim B'Yom Tov, you're not allowed to burn any Kodesh. And Rav Chisda is pointing out that Truma is called Kodesh. And therefore, the Biartes HaKodesh is referring to Truma as well. How do we know that you're not allowed to do that? Oma Chizkia, V'chaitan Ad V'chizkia, it says, Lo Totir U'mimenu Ad Boker, V'hanotar Mimenu Ad Boker, Be'esh Tisrofu. Why do you repeat Ad Boker two times? You should just say, Lo Totir U'mimenu Ad Boker, V'hanotar Mimenu Be'esh Tisrofu. I mean, it's an absurd repetition. So, Ma Tamud Lomar Ad Boker again. Ba'a Katuv Liten Lo Boker She'ni L'Sreif Fato. So that if your Korban Pesach had any notar, you do not burn it on the next morning when it is usher to eat, and you can only burn it on the second morning, which means that it's the morning of the first day of Chol HaMoed, but not on the 15th of Nisan. So what is that? Clearly the Torah does not want you burning Kachim on Yontif. Abaye Omar. Abaye says, look, it says Benogea the Musafim. This it says in Gabi's Musaf Shabbos. Olat Shabbat b'Shabbato. What is the point of mentioning over here Olat Shabbat b'Shabbato? I mean, why in the world? Where else would I bring it? At some other time? So what it's coming to say is that each thing is Davka on Shabbato, but you cannot bring something which is not its thing. Lo Olat Chol b'Shabbat. V'lo olat chol b'yom tov. So if you have something that was left over from before, you can't burn it on the day of the Shabbos or the day of the Yontov itself. Aye, doesn't it just say b'Shabbato? So it could have said olat Shabbat on Shabbat alone. The b'Shabbato is coming to tell me even Yom Tov. Okay, there's many different approaches to this. Again, I didn't want to spend a lot of time on it. But in any event, it's a special halacha that is not coming from Korban Pesach. It's a general din. Rava Omar, Omar Kro, what's the issue, says Rava? Isn't it usher to do malacha on Yontif? So I don't understand. How are you going to burn something on Yontif that you're not allowed to eat? It's not tzorech ochel nefesh. And it says, hu levado ye'aseh lachem. So only those things which are the ochel nefesh, Asher Yachav, that, and only that. What do you mean, who? Levado. You could say, who, yes, Elochan. So, who means, who, velo makshirin. You cannot do a melacha that is not the actual meal, but is only needed to do something to make a meal, right? So, let's say you need a sharp knife. You're not allowed to make that sharp knife and then say, well, I need to make the knife in order to be able to have a good meal. You can't do that. And levado comes to tell me a bigger chiddush, and that is, that if you have a bris mila to do on Yontif, but it's already after the eighth day, let's say the child was sick on the eighth day, You couldn't do it on the right time. Now it's not the right time. Okay, but it's the first day that the doctor says you could do the Bila today. So now I should say, okay, so I have a mitzvah aseh of doing the bris milah, and I have a lot aseh and not to do the malacha on yontif. And I should be able to do that, and I even have a kal v'chomer that teaches me that I can do that. Why? Because remember, the kal v'chomer is like this. Suppose in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of bris milah, you need to be cutting off a siman of tzaras. Let's say, so the orla has tzaras on it. You're not allowed to cut off tzaras, right? But we make a kal v'chomer, which is that, look, I mean, if the idea of aveda, the chiyuv of aveda is doicha Shabbos, and tzaras is doicha aveda, so koshikim would be doicha, the mila would be doicha Shabbos, because the mila itself is enough over here to prevent the aveda. So if that's the case, there should be for sure a heter of doing the brit mila, because tzaras is doicha even the aveda itself, right? Because what can you do? You can't do it. You can't cut off the tzaras in order to do the aveda. So for we learn from here that since even a mila shelo bizmana, that's what I would think, goes against tzaras, which we learn out over there. So then kol shekein Shabbos, which is itself nitcha by the aveda, and we do aveda on Shabbos, so kol shekein I should be able to do even mila shelo bizmana. Comes along the pasuk to say you can't do mila shelo bizmana. That would mean that any mitzvah that is not an absolute chiyuv to do today, and I won't be able to do it later, is not going to be derech yontif. So can I burn the sreifa, the shemet sreifa, at some other time? Yes. Okay, so then don't do it today. It's not going to be better than mila shelo bizmana. Rav Ashi says you don't need any of these special pleading cases. It's very simple. The issue of yontif is not a lotase alone. It's also an aseh, because the Torah mentioned Shabbaton in terms of yontif, which means that every yontif is an aseh and a lotase. And an essay, which is burn your noser, is not going to be docha a lotase and an aseh, right? So because of that, there is absolutely no way to burn it on yontif, because I'm going to be over on an iser of burning. Okay, very good. This gives us our fascinating interrelationship of the Inyonim of Kutch, in particular Sreifa of Kadesh, together with the Inyonim of Chanukah and Adlokas Ner for Shabbos.